Our actual program today is Trigg County High School Athletics. When it started, I had made arrangements with the current athletic director, which is Doug Lloyd, and we have an incoming athletic director, which is Miss Wendy Ahart. So I'm not sure who's speaking first and how that's going to go. And Dr. Booth, is there anything you would like to say to introduce your two staff members?
I think you nailed it. I mean, the only thing that I can say is just thank you to Mr. Lloyd. Obviously,
I'll stand up. Come on up here. Yep. You do that.
Yeah, I'll stand up. Obviously, he has done a lot for our school district in two different stops. So you look around the campus, it looks much better than he found it. So thinking about it from a physical standpoint and from a fiscal standpoint, Mr. Lloyd has worked very hard to leave our athletic program much better than he found it. So when he came to me talking about how he was probably thinking about retirement in what, around January-ish, I tried real hard to talk him out of it, but at the same time, when I get to that point, I don't think there's going to be any talking me out of it, so I understood it, and I was really, really worried until Wendy Ahart expressed interest, and I was like, oh, thank goodness, because if you don't know Wendy, Wendy's been involved with athletics for, what, 15, 20 years at least? So when you talk about a seamless transition, it is going to be and has already started to become a seamless transition, and she's got fresh ideas and things of that nature. So, you know, I can't say thank you enough for all you've done for the program, but on the same token, I can't say how excited I am to see where it goes in the future. So with that said, I will turn it over to the man and the woman in charge of Trigg County Athletics.
We're just going to tag team it anyway, because I'll be honest with you, I've been with Wendy, when I was here in my first stint as assistant principal, then as dual roles with athletic director then as well. And of course, Wendy has always done the bookkeeping and all that stuff. And so she's always been, behind every good man is always a great lady, and she's always been a good one. So Trigg County won't miss a beat. And so I guess, some of the stuff that I guess we're going to talk about, and we'll just tag team it. I know Scott's always asked this question, what is the athletic budget and stuff? And so, I just recently done the Title IX report, and then I went back and looked and everything. So, not counting some of the branding and stuff that we've done, but consistently, year after year, we spend roughly $225,000 to $250,000 a year on athletics between everything. Of course, like I said, that's not counting some of the branding and such. So that's a question I know Scott's always asked, and I want to make sure that I got that put out there before I forgot today. So I guess one of the big things that we're talking about, because last summer, what we did was was that day of giving. And, of course, I'm not going to give the big athletic spiel, as far as, what we've done, what we offer and such, and regarding, the typical normal athletic talk. But the day of giving and the partnership with the Cady's Rotary and what it's provided for the senior adults of Trigg County, as well as the elementary, middle school, and high school kids of Trigg County. When we proposed this idea and everything, people, some of the coaches and stuff, they always worry about money and everything and stuff. They're like, it's going to kill our gate, yada yada and so forth and such. And so, which I didn't believe that and everything. And so, I'm here today, to kind of give a report, regarding that. Our attendance, of course, increased, at our ball games. And if you looked at in the fall season, football Friday nights, we hosted six home games, and it was packed. I know our record wasn't great, but early on, our games were competitive. And we had some injuries along the way, but we actually had some competitive games, and the environment and everything, at Purdue Field was amazing. And of course, Yeah, our attendance increased, and as well as our gate money and stuff. And it never once affected our gates, you know, on football games. Because what happened with that match and that day of giving, it provided like a single mom that has maybe three or four kids an opportunity for her to bring her kids to come to a football game for free, but she only had to pay for one ticket. Whereas typically they may just stay home because they couldn't afford it and such. So, you know, that was a big deal. And as far as the senior adult passes, you know, we gave out between 170 of those. And I don't know if you guys know Miss Lynette over at the board office. She absolutely loved when those senior adults came in, because, you know, they had to fill out like a little application, you know, to get their pass and such. She loved it and stuff. And, you know, cause she'd get a history lesson every time, you know, one of them would come in and such. And so, I wish I had a dollar for every time I had a senior adult tell me, you know, how happy they were that they didn't have to pay to get in, you know, and they had that pass and such. So what the partnership with the athletic program regarding that day of giving and, you know, and the passes for the senior adults, the free passes for the elementary, middle, and high school kids, you know, it was money well worth spent, you know, because like I said, you know, I can look at our, you know, baseball account, you know, it's one that's normally, you know, fairly low and such. But, you know, I got a printout of all of our monies and such yesterday, you know, and where they're standing right now is amazing. And honestly, you know, our baseball, you know, season's not gone great, you know, regarding wins and losses. However, you know, if you look at their monies and stuff, it's not affected any of their money as far as admission and such. You know, and you can go across the board. Soccer, I think soccer had, you know, great attendance. You know, volleyball, of course, we were thrown to the elementary gym, which actually turned out really well. You know, it was a great environment. And so it's been in a smaller gym. And I think the girls really enjoyed, you know, playing in front of it. It seemed like a larger crowd and such. But that's just, you know, because I've told you guys, you know, I live in Mayfield and such, and I've been at different places. You know, I've worked at Franklin Simpson, I've worked at Hopkinsville, I've worked in Mayfield, I've worked in Graves County, I've worked in Trigg County, I've worked in Muhlenberg County. But what Katie's Rotary does is unmatched as far as fundraising. And that's not lip service. You know, that's genuine, because like I said, I've been around and I've seen it, and the amount of efforts that go into the auction and what you guys provide for kids is unmatched. And so I genuinely mean that. And so, you know, without you guys, there's a lot of things that wouldn't happen in this community and such. And I know, you know, from my end, you know, I do appreciate you and everything. And, you know, because you've been a big supporter of athletics, all of our teams. I can't think of a time where you've actually turned somebody down. I know sometimes a coach may have not filled out an application correctly or whatever, and we get through all that, but still, it's amazing and such. And so, but like I said, you know, we're in a seamless transition. Wendy's actually, you know, resumed some responsibilities and such. She's actually gonna be the tournament director of our district baseball and softball tournament coming up and such. You know, my kiddo's graduating college this weekend and such. And so I got some other things going on. And it was bad timing for me to host a district baseball softball tournament. And of course, you know, she's Trigg County. You know, she loves Trigg County and she loves sports. And so, you know, you can't think of anybody better, you know, to represent Trigg County athletics and the high school, you know, better than Miss Wendy Ahart. So I'm almost going to turn it over to her.
Oh, shit. I don't have a lot to say after that, but I'm thankful. I'm super excited. I'm super competitive, so I want to get our programs back to winning again. I want to get our youth program started back up. I feel like that's how we succeed at the high school level. So I look forward to working with you all. I've hit the ground running. I'm trying to juggle two jobs right at the moment, but it's getting done. And I will be talking to you because I've had numerous calls from the older generation. Are you still going to do these passes? Because they really love being able to come to these games. And he is right. It's not affected our financial situation at all. It's actually better than it's ever been. And being a bookkeeper, I hope to continue to be able to see that side of things too, so we know what's going on and keep everybody in the positive. So I look forward to working with you all. Thank you for having us today. And I'm super excited to get going 100%. So thank you.
Questions? Scott, I've already answered yours.
No, I've got a different one. Okay. Does Wendy get a better office than what her desk represents right now?
Yes. I mean, I'll answer that. Yes.
She gets a whole building.
Does she get the loft in the new gym? Where is your office going to be?
Well, I'm going where he's at. It's in the co-curricular building. It was supposed to be a ticket office at one time, but he's turned it into an office. So it might need to be cleaned up a lot.
Well, yeah, actually, when you spend all this money on certain things like coolers and whatnot, you tend to want to keep up with. And so I actually use that office as a storage because if you don't put that stuff up, you know, they grow legs and they walk off. And so if you walk in my office, you'll see a bunch of Gatorade coolers with some other stuff and golf bags.
Well, he's seen my desk in the CTC building. It's not very big.
She needs some respect in a big office.
We're going to give her a whole building.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be good to go.
Well, those who don't know Wendy, she's fabulous.
Thank you.
She helped a lot with the projects that we did in terms of keeping Aaron on the right path.
That's a job in itself.
She runs
that.
A tight ship.
Well, he told me early on when you were leaving, he hoped you got the job, so I'm sure he's happy.
No, I appreciate it. I'm excited.
So are you all looking at doing this program again next year to allow those students to have free admission K-8?
I'm all for it, but I won't be here.
I am too, honestly. We've talked about it a little bit yesterday in a meeting. We're going to meet again in a couple weeks to go over. Because right now, it's a district athletic director, so it will also involve middle school. So we're going to talk about, you know, how that's going to work. But, yes, we are interested in doing something like that again. We just got to go over the logistics of it. But I'll be in touch for sure. Yes, sir.
So what is your vision going forward for the athletic department?
To make it bigger and better than it's ever been. Because, like I said, I'm competitive. I want to make things work. I'm going to be visible. I'm going to be it's not just football. I'm a basketball girl. But I'm going to be everywhere. I went to track. I've been to fishing already. So I want the kids to know I care. That's the biggest thing. And they're going to see me at their events. And I care about the coaches as well. We're going to work together. My door's going to be open.
I will throw this out there. The football, you know, like our Wildcat Chevrolet Bowl that we have, Ohio County has bailed on our opponent for that Wildcat Chevrolet Bowl the first week. And, of course, there's a forfeit fee and such. So, you know, of course, they got it, and they're willing to pay $5,000 to get out of that contract, you know. And so I know Coach Higgins and I, we've been trying to find an opponent, you know, for that week one. But this time of the year, it's going to be awful hard to find an opponent, you know, between, you know, because – everybody's scheduling for the 27-28 cycle right now. And we're in the second year of a two-year cycle. And they bailed because they got a new coach and because we beat them 54-0 last year. And I'm thinking, I told them we were 2-7. You know, we lost most of our skill guys and some key linemen. And I was like, it actually may be a pretty good game. And they said, we're good with paying, you know, the money and such. And so, which that's just bad business on Ohio County, you know, my opinion. And we may be one game short next year, but it's an unfortunate one because it's the bowl game. So hopefully, I know there's one team, you know, you just don't want to schedule anybody because one team's reached out that's we probably don't need to play. And so just realistically.
All
Are there any other female athletic directors?
Yes, I've spoken with
there's
them
a ton.
Actually. Yes.
Good.
Yep, there's a ton.
I didn't know if that would be a bump or a semi-barrier.
Only with a couple, but I know a lot of female athletic
okay,
directors.
Yeah, see, we actually went to the AD conference a couple of weeks ago, and she's saying there's
I was surprised, honestly. Yeah. I didn't think it would be, but it was.
Yep. And so I don't know if you guys know this, but the KHSAA just approved, I think, the 27-28 school year pickleball as a sanctioned sport, as well as girls flag football. Of course, we've been ahead of that curve, you know, and so the flag football is going to take place during the spring. Pickleball is going to take place in the fall. So. You know, Trigg County's got to get to work some pickleball courts because I could see this thing right here blowing up, you know, with pickleball. Because adults, I know there's a ton of adults play it already and stuff. And so with it now becoming a sanctioned sport, you know, I can.
Is there a pickleball court in this county?
Yes. At the lodge.
Yeah.
Well, they turned those tennis courts into pickleball courts.
Okay. So.
But I think there's only like two or something like that in there. So you really need more of that.
Princeton has one.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Rotary Arena.
There you go.
There you go.
What are you going to do in
retirement? Well, I've retired once. This was my retirement, my second one. And so I've started this business, or as a side hustle, it's turned into a business. It's the Bentley's Bacon Puffs.
Yes.
And it is absolutely blowing up. And I actually plan on... I'll be at Katie's Farmer's Market on Wednesday mornings, so you can come see me. If you like pork rinds, you'd love these. Right, Mr. Booth?
Agreed.
Yeah, and so what it is, it's a wheat pellet that looks like a piece of bacon. That's where it gets the bacon name. And, of course, I named the business after my dog, which passed away a little over a year ago, Bentley and such. And I've been doing, like last weekend, I done Paducah Farmers Market, Murray Farmers Market, and Mayfield. We done three on Saturday. And so we sold between 350 to 400 bags and such. And we're all over West Kentucky. We do fundraisers and everything. So, but it's just blown up. And once I get my label approved, which I'm actually in a few stores right now, I'm not supposed to be, but but anyway.
That's on, by the way.
But anyway, I'm this close to getting my label approved, and I'll be able to go retail and such. And so I do got a commercial kitchen thanks to Genesis Express. I went and talked to Coach Radford, and because I got to get my certification. And so once I get my label approved, I got to get my guy from Owensboro to come watch us do our thing, and then get that certification. Then I'll be able to get retail and such. So. But anyway,
how'd you get into this?
Good question. When I was at Muhlenberg County, every Tuesday there was a flea market in Greenville. And so, I stopped in there and this dude would be making these things. And so I got addicted. And, of course, I like to eat, as you can tell. But anyway, heck, I'd leave school to go to the flea market, grab some of those bags and come back. And so I retired. And about 2 years later, I'm thinking, man, I miss them things. And so I went back, actually last year, and to see if that guy was there to grab some. He quit doing it. And I said, well, I got to figure this out. And so I figured it out. And then Mayfield started a farmer's market last summer. And so I started there, my first market. I sold out by 10:30. And so then it's just evolved. I went from a Ziploc bag to me printing off a label and taping it on a bag to a full-blown label and everything now. So I did have a Bentley's Bacon Puff basket that I donated.
Yeah, I saw that. It's
yeah. It had a Ty Simpson autographed football. Ty yeah. Simpson, y'all know who Ty Simpson is? Got drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. He's a big Bentley's Bacon Puff guy now. You know, he's Sweet Barbecue's his brand, so.
I think for either one of you, I was actually just curious. I know it's kind of an issue across the Commonwealth, but how do you get kids out of the classroom and onto the field? And how do you get smaller teams and smaller programs to share their athletes so that they can actually just build a better team?
That's a good question, actually, that we're going to really work on this year?
That is a problem, and it's not just Trigg County. It's everywhere. This is my answer for that one. The days of kids being in that tobacco patch or the hay field, straw field, you don't see that anymore. You know, that's the way I was raised. You know, I was on a farm, you know, working hard and stuff, you know, making money and stuff. And you know, anything that's hard, the kids don't want to do. And if you try and push them, they quit. And it's not the kid, it's the parents that don't allow them, that don't push the kid. And they allow them to quit. You know, that was a non-negotiable the way I was raised. Right. You know, once you start something, you finish. And so, and unfortunately, I'm on my way out, so I can say whatever I want to say. And so, that's just my belief. You know, these parents, if your kid starts something, you know, you better be committed to it. You know, and you know, you can't miss practice to go school clothes shopping. You can't miss practice to go to a birthday party. You gotta be at practice and such. And unfortunately, what I've seen the last 3 years here, there's several kids miss practice. And it's unfortunate. And the parents make excuses for them. And then the coach tries to push them to make them better. And then, they end up quitting because, you know, they don't want to, you know, they're picking on their baby and such like that. And now we need to go back to the, you know, the way it's supposed to be. You know, you're trying to teach these kids, you know, a good work ethic and stuff. And because, you know, some of them ain't getting it at home, so they got to get it somewhere else.
You talk about accountability.
Yes, yes. And so, that's my thing as far as getting kids to stay and getting them to come out. You know, the social media, the cell phones have affected everything. They're addicted to the screen time and such. And like I said, they're lazy. You know, kids are lazy. Parents are lazy. You know, not all parents. You know, but the ones that are quitting and are not coming out that should, because there's kids walking these halls that should be doing something, and they don't know what they're missing out on by not participating in something. And I don't care what it is, you know, whether it be, you know, I know esports or pickleball or whatever, you know, or even the multiple sport. If a coach tells a kid that they can't play any other sport but their own, they need to be fired on the spot immediately and such, you know. And they play, and then what I can't stand is they play mind games, because, you know, like they have open field, and this is something silly that coaches do as well, like open field, you know, open gym, you have it in the fall. You got a spring sport doing all this stuff in the fall, you know, like Labor Day. No, let them play, you know, because in their mind, they're thinking, I got to do this, otherwise he's going to cut me or whatever. You know, you don't have open field after Labor Day. You know, if a kid wants to work, they're going to work. But you can't expect to have a full-fledged team out there, because there's several kids, especially in the size of Trigg County, that need to be playing other sports. That is one thing that's happened here in Trigg, and it has affected some of our sports. And so, you know, people that, you know, the open field stuff after Labor Day is ridiculous, in my opinion. Because, like, I had a son that was a multiple sport athlete and excelled in baseball, football, and such. And, you had a fall sport and spring sport. And he still done his baseball. We still done baseball stuff during football season, and such. So it can be done. If a kid wants to get better at something, they can get better at something. These coaches don't need to micromanage their entire high school career. So.
Yeah. I have one more follow-up question. This is no just for you guys, for Rex and Wendy. I know that both of you guys in the last week or 2 weeks talked about how facilities feel really good right now. Part of that under your stewardship, part of that under Bill Thorpe, and now under Rex. But I am curious, now that things are checked off and you've got a co-curricular building, you've got a new press box, Purdue Field looks good, and so on and so forth, what are some wish list items? What are some things that maybe need attention? Is it scoreboards? Is it grass? Is it turf? Is it, you know, what does the district look at this point from a facilities perspective for sports?
You got it. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people have mentioned track because they can't jump hurdles on our track. And we're our best track athlete girl. She can't practice. She's really good. And she's setting personal records right now. And they got a regional meet tonight. She can't practice on our track because it'll hurt her. So we need to focus.
Yeah, I think that would be the least.
And then we can host events then as well. We can't do that with the track we have.
Our grass track would probably be a priority. It would be great to turn the football field. That would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would also allow you to move soccer back on campus.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking about some of those things. But we are very fortunate here compared to other school districts because of what you just mentioned. Our facilities are in really good shape. And we've invested a lot of funds into making them that way. So now I guess, you know, the top priority is upkeep and making sure that we continue to take care of them. But from a wish list standpoint, I think the, you know, track would probably be number one, and then followed by a football field to turf it and bring some of our sports back on campus.
Okay. The reason I asked, I knew Caldwell County specifically bought the bowling facility and the bowling alley because the co-curricular building that was built here in Trigg County. So that's kind of what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I got.
And I would agree with all that, that our track facility that we can't host, we used to host before they – before they went full-blown track and people started building new facilities just for track, that we just don't have the space for a real track meet, invitational, with the six lane track that we have and the way it's structured.
I've been to a couple track meets lately, and it's amazing the difference of what theirs look like versus.
And I would say that would probably be number one as far as mine. We're very fortunate to have three gyms on campus. We're very fortunate to have the multi-purpose facility that we have now. So I would look and I would hope that Rotary might be involved in that some way down the line somewhere. In a multi-year type.
I'm just thinking about a regional championship here and what it would do if you could host a regional championship on that campus.
Yeah. We did host the girls' region basketball a couple years ago.
Right. I was thinking about it from a track perspective. You're right. Basketball was supremely successful.
Yeah. Our gym, our basketball gym, to me, is still the best high school gym in West Kentucky.
I
mean,
people coming in.
I mean, it would be nice if it seat a few more, but. It's pretty well adequate. And you did a great job of remodeling that facility. I was a little concerned to miss all the, you know, all the trophies and everything that used to.
And we're back.
Miss Wendy took care of that.
That's what I did for Mother's Day. I moved trophies from one building to the other, so they're in there now.
Not every one of them,
but
they're. Sometimes to see if we couldn't, in some way. Another thing, the video that we have that tells a little bit of the history of our athletics in the gym, is there some way that could run on game time? Could it run continuously, just kind of like.
The video board?
Yeah.
Actually, we were trying to get a student to do that, and we did have that, but our laptop was outdated, and it took forever to get our laptop in, and then it was close to the end of the year before we got some training. So honestly, I can see with Coach Eagleson's all in on getting kids to help with that. I can see that changing next year.
They're supposed to get a program in that can do just that, so that's a goal. Yeah.
Be nice. I'm sure it'd be some really good advertising dollars that could be
absolutely
opportunities there. Yep. Other questions for our two athletic directors here?
I just want to make a comment about Ed's question about how to get more people to be interested. I don't think you could talk enough about the evidence, I guess, from
nursing background, I believe in evidence, and evidence not seen is clear that multiple sport athletes do better. And there's, I think I have a statistic that 85% of NFL players were multiple sport athletes. And more, you can communicate that knowledge out there to the general public.
Funny you say that, because I've been beating this horse for a while. I actually made a Facebook post, and lo and behold, I got hammered, you know, and such. And so I just went ahead and deleted it, because I didn't want him to get all these calls, but he'd already got some. But hey, it is what it is.
You know, sometimes you think you want to do one thing early in life, and later on you figure out you want to do something different. Everybody should have opportunity to explore as many different things as they want to. But anyway, we appreciate you all for being here.
Thank you for having us. We look forward to working with you,
Wendy.
Yes, I'm excited.
Thank you for all that you've done over the past several years. And with that, guys, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Y'all come see me at the farmer's market. I'm excited.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Wendy. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You're excited.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Forward to working with you.
Appreciate you.